Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tankar's Tavern blog. MeWe group, Facebook group. Discord server. I knew I was getting something. We got it all. It's there for you. So, I know I put a call out for people to leave voice messages, whether via the Anchor app or a Google number, as to how they got into gaming, but you don't have to do it just that way. If you want, you can email me at tankars.tavern@gmail.com, or you can use Facebook. Somebody left me a message on the Facebook page. So, we're going to, go to that one. Jeremy says, so like, I'm not calling in, but if you want to read, well, guess what, Jeremy? I am reading. Back in high school days, I remember seeing advertisements for combat games in what I think may have been Analog Magazine in the 70s. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about to those. Back in the 70s, man, magazines was your internet in a lot of ways. It was your way to go, distraction. Analog was certainly one of them. I used to read that a lot. In the 70s, and thinking that those games looked interesting. I hadn't given them much of a thought for a while when a friend had me go with him to a not-so-local shop called High Command Hobbies. I don't know what I expected, but they had copies of metagame titles there. Among them were Melee and Wizard. So, Steve Jackson, I know you're not listening to the podcast, but if you were, or if Phil Reed happens to listen to this, you can tell Steve that Melee and Wizard got somebody into RPGs back in the 70s. Among them were Melee and Wizard. I remember them for the advertisements. We each purchased one and read the rules on our own. Later, I remember playing through several combats together while I did mundane tasks like laundry. Waiting on a wash in those building machines became less tedious when Mortal Kombat was involved. We explored those rules, and my friend somewhere ended up with one of the early boxed sets of D&D. Soon, he had a group of people playing at his house in weekly late-night games where he DM'd around his parents' dining room table. The dungeon was sort of random, but it was huge, and somehow he managed to cobble out a weak plot to keep us coming back for more. As we played in this campaign, the AD&D books came out in publication one at a time, and I managed to get each as it arrived. Both our friend pools merged over the game, and we started running almost constantly, most of us switching off as DM to keep it changing up. You know what? I remember changing that up, and in the end, it just became my job. But hey, it's okay. I even remember a couple of 48-hour weekends and maybe a 72-hour run in there. God bless. One of our friends even had the run of his house for days on end while his mother was out of town. I vividly remember playing there all weekend and having the radio playing in the background on Sunday night, listening for school snow closings as we played. They did cancel school, but they didn't actually announce it until about 6 a.m. We played at least until Tuesday, taking a break every couple of hours to catch our breath and hiking to convenience stores through the snow for snacks to keep us going. When I moved to another state, AD&D was something I could take with me to help find new friends. I tried other games and liked them a lot, but it was always AD&D that seemed to be the gold standard. Wherever I moved, there was some way to hook into the local gaming community through AD&D. Eventually, I became active in the local RPGA group and either helped coordinate or volunteered to DM for several game conventions and the gaming portions of other fan-based cons. I dropped off the gaming map as the RPGA was basically kicked to the curb by Hasbro and just took on the persona of the character I played so many years ago. You can find me at many a nearby Renaissance or medieval fair as Fugli, a bard of local fame. Yes, my character was originally an old-school bard, and I still am. See, now this is, again, somebody who came into gaming not via D&D. I find that very interesting. And these are interesting stories. And this is all the time frame, But even back at the beginning of gaming, AD&D spawned other RPGs, And these other RPGs, some of them just hit those notes for players. So I think that's really pretty cool. So, Jeremy, thank you for writing in. Thank you for leaving this. I really do appreciate it. Now, yes, we have another story from Tom. You won't have to listen to me, all right? Tom can come in and Tom will tell you the story, all right? I won't be reading it. All right, folks, stepping away for Tom.